I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, May 6th. Next year's Quincy City budget is up by $36 million, or 8.6%. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch presented his proposed budget for the next fiscal year to the City Council last night. The bulk of the increase, $20 million, is to pay the debt on the $475 million pension bond that was approved by the City Council in 2021. Koch said there are increases for the police, fire, and school departments. The budget includes funding for 20 new firefighters and 4 new patrolmen. The schools would receive an additional $4.2 million. A new full-time position called the Senior Fraud and Scam Liaison is included in the budget to help prevent seniors from being scammed. The budget would total about $460 million, as presented by the mayor. The City Council will now review the budget line by line. Councilors may approve or cut spending, but may not add to the budget. A public budget hearing will be held next Monday at 6:30 at City Hall. The new fiscal year begins on July 1st. Quincy Councilor-at-Large Nina Liang is not seeking re-election this year. During last night's council meeting, Liang announced that she will not run for another 2-year term after serving 10 years on the council. Liang called the decision heartfelt and said it has been a humbling honor to serve on the council. Liang cited accomplishments, including creating the city's first LGBTQ+ commission, an accessible language program, and creating a more equitable, inclusive, and engaged city hall. Liang says that she's staying in Quincy and will continue to work to make Lunar New Year a school holiday, and encouraged others to run for office. Liang also thanked her family, friends, and mentors. Ward 3 Councilor Ian Kane previously announced that he is not running for re-election this year. All other councilors are seeking re-election. We also learned last night that school committee woman Emily Lebo is not seeking re-election, in addition to Doug Guttrow not running for school committee this year. Nomination papers to run in this year's city election are available at the Quincy City Clerk's office beginning today. A Boston man is charged with breaking into the North Quincy apartment of a person who recently died. 48-year-old Sean White is charged with breaking into an apartment at 58 Holmes Street just after 9 o'clock last night. The landlord called police after noticing the lock on the door had been pried open. White and 2 other people in the apartment were taken into custody. White is charged with breaking and entering and possession of fentanyl. The other 2 suspects were arrested on outstanding warrants. Police say White had to be hospitalized after banging his head against a wall in the police lockup, but he's now back at the police station awaiting a court appearance. White also allegedly damaged a police cruiser and faces malicious destruction charges. The Friends of the Thomas Crane Public Library in Quincy holding their annual meeting tonight at 6:30. Followed by a presentation from Linda Coombs, author and historian from the Wampanoag tribe, at 7 p.m. Coombs will speak about her most recent children's book, Colonization and the Wampanoag Story. The event will be held in the Richardson Building, is free and open to the public. Quincy City Council President Ian Kane will host a town hall, Financial Planning 101, Budgeting, Housing Costs, and Saving for Home Ownership. The meeting is scheduled for Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. at the Central Middle School and is open to all. Financial planner Jeff Sullivan and realtor Colleen Healy will be the guest speakers. You can RSVP to jmanning@quincyma.gov. The Hale Family YMCA will hold their annual Taste of the South Shore fundraiser Wednesday at 6 p.m. at the center on Coddington Street in Quincy. The event will feature food and beverages from local restaurants, entertainment, and raffle tickets. The Quincy Retired Teachers Association invites retired Quincy public school teachers to celebrate their 75th anniversary Wednesday from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Quincy Yacht Club on C Street. Well, officials are crediting working smoke detectors with saving lives during a mobile home fire yesterday morning in Plymouth. Firefighters responded to the area of 35 Indian Trail in the Plymouth Mobile Estates just after 8 a.m. on a report of a structure fire. Arriving companies saw flames and thick black smoke shooting from a one-story residence. Due to working smoke detectors, officials say two people inside the home were able to safely escape. Firefighters initiated an aggressive attack on the flames and contained them within 30 minutes. Extensive overhaul operations were conducted for several hours to make sure there were no hot spots and none of the other nearby homes were affected. One of the occupants in the residence was transported to Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital, Plymouth, for evaluation. There were no other reports of injuries. Investigators say the cause of the fire does not appear to be suspicious, and the home is considered a total loss. The displaced residents were being assisted by the American Red Cross. As consumers brace for price impacts from President Trump's global tariffs, one area where costs are not rising is at the gas pumps. AAA Northeast reporting yesterday that gas in Massachusetts was averaging $2.97 a gallon, up 1 cent from the week before, down 2 cents from a month ago. Heading into peak driving season, the average gas price in Massachusetts is 63 cents per gallon lower than at this time in 2024, when gas was averaging 3.60 per gallon. Nationally, gas is averaging 3.16 a gallon, down 10 cents a gallon from a month ago and 49 cents lower than this time last year. Crude oil prices began the week at a four-year low and are the primary factor in the current gas prices, according to AAA, adding that if not for the lower oil prices, gas prices might be climbing based on supply and demand data. The price includes taxes. The Massachusetts gas tax is 24 cents per gallon, and the federal government's gas tax is 18.4 cents per gallon. Mass budget estimates the state gas tax generated $769 million in fiscal 2018. The fiscal 2026 state budget bill that's now before the Senate is counting on $742 million in state gas tax revenue. A check of business news. Stocks are down. The Dow dropped 98 points. The NASDAQ fell 133, and the S&P lost 36. Shares are mixed in Asia. The dollar rose. The euro is up. Oil at $58 a barrel. In sports, Celtics lose the first game of the next round of the NBA playoffs to the Knicks last night in overtime, 108-105. They've got the night off tonight. Game two will be tomorrow night at 7 o'clock in Boston. The Red Sox host the Rangers at Fenway tonight at 6:45, weather permitting, and it looks iffy. Forecast is for rain, heavy at times today with highs in the mid-60s, lingering showers this evening, lows drop to the mid-50s. Showers tomorrow, maybe the rumble of thunder, high of 67. For Thursday, mainly cloudy, a slight risk of a shower, high 71, and cool rain on Friday, a high of 55. Out on the water, waves 2 to 3 feet. Southeast winds 10 to 15. Gusting to 20. High tide 8:13 p.m. Sunrise 5:32, sets at 7:49. Traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open at 9 o'clock this morning. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, May 6th.